Grief off the new album by Earl Sweatshirt. It's called I Don't Like Beep. I Don't Go Outside. He's a member of the hip-hop collective Odd Future, and like much of their music, Earl's newest album is full of dark, intense, lo-fi tracks.
Well, joining us to talk about it, Marcus Moore, music critic for the Washington Post, City Paper, Pitchfork. Great to have you back, Marcus.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what stands out to you about Earl Sweatshirt and this track specifically on the new album?
When you listen to this track specifically, I like how insular it is. He's just, you know, he really sounds like a guy who's just really working through his feelings. You know, he achieved success very early as a teenager, and you can tell that he's still dealing with some of the struggles of fame. So when you listen to the song, you just kind of get these visions of a guy just in a dark room, just kind of, you know, punching his way through it, just kind of talking out some things that we've all, you know, dealt with over our lifetime.
Well, speaking of that, let's listen to another track called AM Radio.
Pops was the one that got to me, feeling down like he passed it. And when I'm cornered, it's action. I was kind of out the game. Mama put the quarter right back in the slot. In 09, we took the...
Some pretty dark stuff happening in this song. How do you see it?
You know, I see it as, again, he's just a guy who's really working out some things. And like I've been telling people, and I think even as I've written, it's that his grandmother is also kind of a huge influence on him because he lost her not too long ago. And on his first album, he references how he's chasing fame, but at the same time, his grandmother is passing away. And so now that his grandmother has died, you can tell that he's really, really dealing with some emotions, even some inner guilt. Because he wasn't around for her when she really needed him. So that's my main takeaway from the album.
Okay. What about his progression as an artist at this point? You know, you mentioned he's young. He's out of the Odd Future group, out of L.A. You know, where do you see him going here in the next few years?
You know, I think in the next few years, he's probably going to stay on that dark path. I mean, because that just seems to be his thing. But at the same time, I think he's gotten a lot of emotion out. So I would anticipate his next album is going to be a little bit brighter than the music that he's done up to this point. So hopefully he kind of works through those emotional issues and comes out better on the other side.
So with any artist, they're working through stuff publicly, and a lot of what they're working through connects to other people. And particularly for him, an African-American rapper, at a time when a lot of stuff is going down, do you feel like this album will resonate in lots of ways?
You know, honestly, I don't think it's going to resonate in that way. Much like the Kendrick Lamar album that we discussed last week, I feel like Kendrick, he's dealing with a lot of personal issues, but he's trying to help us all strive to something greater. Whereas Earl, you can tell that he's working through some things, but he's almost looking in the mirror, working through those things by himself. So while it's a good record, I don't know how often we can really listen to him, you know, tell a story about himself over and over. That's the only thing.
All right. Marcus Moore, he writes for the Washington Post, the City Paper, and Pitchfork, as well as WTOP.com. Good to have you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.